Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldai, and today Mezeka Suka Daf Nun, the end of the fourth parak Luva Rava, and the beginning of the fifth parak Hachalil. I just want to mention that today is the 600th blot in this Daf Yomi Maxer. So mazel tov everybody for learning 600 dafim day after day in this Maxer and here together with us in Zichru. May we continue to grow Mechal Chal. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah and Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis stated regarding Yisach Hamayim. Just as it was performed on a weekday, so it's performed on Shabbos, except that the Kohen would not draw the water from the Meshaloch on Shabbos itself. Rather, on every Shabbos, he would fill a Chabishol Zahav, She'enim Kudeshes, an unconsecrated golden barrel from the Shiloch, and have it in the chamber to be used the next day. The Gemara Mem Tes Amud Beis asked why an unconsecrated barrel was necessary, and Ziri answered, Kasabra Ein Shir L'mayim. The Tanavar Mishnah maintains that no maximum amount is prescribed for the Nisach HaMayim, Kli Shais Mekadshim Shalom Adas. And furthermore, he maintains that Kli Shais sanctify their contents without intention. If one brought the water in a Kli Shais on every Shabbos, it would become possible through Lina by remaining overnight. Chizkiah said that Kli Shais do not sanctify, except with specific intent, so there's no concern of actual Lina. However, they were gozer that should be placed in an unconsecrated vessel, lest onlookers see the water in a Kli Shais and assume it was sanctified with intent. Rabbi Yanai, in the name of Rabbi Zera, provides a third answer. Pointing to the opening mission of the fifth parak states that the chalil, the flute playing that accompanied the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, was not Doches Shabbos or Yantiv. It was taught in the Braisa, chalil Doches HaShabbos, Diva Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds that flute playing is Doches Shabbos, and the Chamim say, Af Yontov Einu Doche, is not even Doche Yantiv. Rabbi Yosef said that the Malchokas was stated only in reference to the Shir Shel Karban, the flute playing that accompanied the wine libations of the morning and afternoon Tamid, on the 12 days that Hallel was recited. Rabbi Yossi holds Iker Shir Bakli, the essential Shira, is with instruments, Ba'avodihi, and therefore it's deemed an Avoda and is Doche Shabbos. Whereas Rabban hold Iker Shir Ba'peh, the essential Shira is vocal, and the instrumental accompaniment is not an Avoda, and so it's not Doche Shabbos. Aval Shir Shel Shoeva, Divrei Akol Simchi, Ve'ne Doche Shabbos. But the playing of instruments that accompany the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, everybody agrees that it is merely to enhance the rejoicing and is not a true avoda, and therefore it's not Doche Shabbos. And point number three was taught in a braisa, Kli Shari She'asan Shel Eitz, Rebbe Posel, Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda Makshir. Regarding the suitability of clay sharis that were fashioned from wood, Rebbe is posel them, and Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda is makshir them. After Rebbe Yosef's understanding of the Malchokas is rejected, the Gemara suggests that perhaps all agree, Dikar Shira Bakli, that the essential Shira is with instruments, and that the Abuva de Moshe, Moshe's flute, which was made from wood, was in fact a Kli Shares. And what they're disputing here is whether done in Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar, whether we can derive a possibility from an impossibility. Do we derive the suitability of wood for other Kli Shares, where metal would serve as well, from the case of Moshe's flute, where metal would not have served as well, since a metal flute would not have sounded so sweet? Or perhaps since the flute had to be made of reed, no proof can be brought for the other Kli Shares. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda's makshir wooden vessels holds dunin efshar, mishi'i efshar. Whereas Rebbe, who has posel them, holds lo dunin efshar, mishi'i efshar. The Gemara brings an alternative pshat in the Machlokas. So once again, number one, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis stated regarding Nisach HaMayim, Kamaaseh B'chol, Kach Maaseh B'Shabbos. Just as it was performed on a weekday, so it is performed on Shabbos, except that the Kohen would not draw the water from the Meshaloch on the Shabbos itself. Rather, on Erev Shabbos, he would fill a Chavishol Zahav, She'enim Kudeshes, an unconsecrated golden barrel, from the Shiloh, and have it in the chamber to be used the next day. The Gemara Mem Tes Amud Beis asks why an unconsecrated barrel was necessary, and Ze'iri answered, Kasavra Ein Shir L'mayim. The Tanavar of our Mishnah maintains that no maximum amount is prescribed for the water libation, but Kli Shares Mekadshin Shalom Medas. And furthermore, he maintains that Kli Shares sanctify their contents without intention. If one brought the water in a Kli Shares on Erev Shabbos, it would become possible through Lina by remaining overnight. Chizkiah said that the Kli Shares do not sanctify except with specific intent, so there's no concern of actual Lina. However, they were gozer that it should be placed in an unconsecrated vessel, lest onlookers see the water in the Kli Shares and assume it was sanctified with intent. Rabbi Yana, in the name of Rabbi Zera, provides a third answer. Point number two, the opening mission of the fifth parak states that the chalil, the flute playing that accompanied the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, was not Doches Shabbos or Yantiv. That was taught in the Braisa, chalil Doches HaShabbos, Dibur Yossi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds that flute playing is Doches Shabbos, and the Chamim say, Av Yontov Eina Doche, is not even Doche Yantiv. Rabbi Yosef said that the Malchokas was stated only in reference to the Shir Shel Karban, the flute playing that accompanied the wine libations of the morning and afternoon Tamid on the 12 days that Hallel was recited. Rabbi Yossi holds Iker Shir Bakli, the essential shir is with instruments, va'avodihi, and therefore it's deemed an avoda and is docha Shabbos. Whereas Rabban hold Iker Shir Bapeh, the essential shir is vocal, and the instrumental accompaniment is not an avoda, so it's not docha Shabbos. Aval shir shel shoeva divrei akol simchihi v'ena docha Shabbos. But the playing of instruments that accompany the simcha's base of shoeva, everybody agrees that it is merely to enhance rejoicing, and it's not a true avoda, and therefore is not docha Shabbos. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa, Kli Shar Sha'asen Shal Eitz, Rebbe Posel, Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda Makshe. Regarding the suitability of Kli Shars that were fashioned from wood, Rebbe is Posel them, and Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda is Makshe them. After Rebbe Yosef's understanding of the Malchokas is rejected, the Gemara suggests perhaps all agree the Iker Shira Bakli, that the essential Shira is with instruments, and that the Abuva de Moshe, Moshe's flute, which was made from wood, was in fact a Kli Shars. And what they're disputing here is whether Dunning Efshar, Mishi Efshar, whether we can derive a possibility from an impossibility. Do we derive the suitability of wood for other klesharis where metal would serve as well from the case of Moshe's flute where metal would not have served as well, since a metal flute would not have sounded so sweet? Or perhaps since the flute had to be made of reed, no proof can be brought for the other service vessels. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, whose Makshir wooden vessels, holds Dunning Efshar, Mishi Efshar, whereas Rabbi, whose both of them holds, well, Dunning Efshar, Mishi Efshar. The Gemara brings an alternative shot in the Machlokas. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Nun, and our standard simon is a nincompoop. A nincompoop is a silly, foolish person. So here goes. The nincompoop who bumped into a golden barrel of unconsecrated water and dropped his flute into it, as a choir sang, pulled out an ancient wooden one from his pocket, and continued on his way. Once again, in slow motion. The nincompoop, nincompoop, that must be more on Daf Nun. The nincompoop who bumped into a golden barrel of unconsecrated water, which reminds us that just as Nisach HaMayim was performed on a weekday, was performed on Shabbos, except that the Kohen would not draw the water from the Mei Shaloch on Shabbos itself, rather on every Shabbos he would fill a Chavish Shal Zahav She'enim Kodesh, an unconsecrated barrel from the Shiloch, and have it in the chamber used the next day. Ze'iri said the reason an unconsecrated barrel was used was because the Tamar Mishnah maintains that Kli Shar is Mekadshim Shiloh Medas, that a Kli Shar has sanctified the continents without intention. If one brought the water in a Kli Shar on every Shabbos, it would become possible through Lina. Said the Klisharis does not sanctify except with das, so there's no concern of actual lina. However, there were gozer that should be placed in an unconsecrated vessel, lest onlookers see the water in the Klisharis and assume it was sanctified with das. So the nincompoop who bumped into a golden barrel of unconsecrated water and dropped his flute into it, as a choir sang, which reminds us, the opening mission of the fifth parak states that the chalil, the flute playing that accompanied the simchas beis shoshuev, was not docha Shabbos yantav, and the Gemara explains because it was merely there to enhance rejoicing. It's not a true avoda, and therefore not docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef explained to Malchokas regarding the flute playing for the Shir Shal Karban. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah holds that it is docha Shabbos because Iker Shir Bakli, the essential Shir, is with instruments, va'avodihi, and therefore it's deemed an avoda and is docha Shabbos. Whereas Rabban held it was not docha Shabbos or Yanta because Iker Shir Bapeh, the essential Shir, is vocal, and the instrumental accompaniment is not an avoda, and so is not docha Shabbos. So the nincompoop who bumped into a golden barrel of unconsecrated water and dropped his flute into it, as a choir sang, pulled out an ancient wooden one from his pocket, and continued on his way. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa regarding the suitability of clay shards that were fashioned from wood, Rebbe's posel them, and Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda's makshen them. Wamshan in the Machlokas is whether Dunning Efshar, Mishi Efshar, whether we can derive a possibility from an impossibility. Do we derive the suitability of wood for other clay shards where metal would serve as well, from the case of Moshe's wooden flute where metal would not have served as well, since a metal flute would not have sounded so sweet, or perhaps since the flute had to be made of reed, no proof can be brought for the other clay shards. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda's Makshir wooden vessels holds Dunning Efshar, Mishi Efshar, whereas Rabbi, who is posing them, holds Lo Dunning Efshar, Mishi Efshar. So once again, the nincompoop who bumped into a golden barrel of unconsecrated water and dropped his flute into it, as a choir sang, pulled out an ancient wooden one from his pocket and continued on his way. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazora. Daf Mem Vav. So the simur Daf Mem Vav is a cow. So here goes. The cowboy who loved to ring his cow's cowbell, cow, that must be Warren Duff, Mem Vav. The cowboy who loved to ring his cow's cowbell every time he made a bracha when he entered the sukkah, which reminds us, the Gemara challenged Rabbi Yochanan's ruling that a bracha is recited in the sukkah on all 7 days, based on a brisa that taught that when one enters the sukkah during the chag to sit in it, he makes the bracha of Leishe B'sukkah, and once he's recited his bracha on the first day of the chag, he doesn't recite the bracha on the subsequent days. The Gemara answers that the question of whether a bracha on the sukkah is recited all 7 days is dependent on a Malchokas Tanaim regarding tefillin. According to Rebbe, One recites a bracha every time one puts on tefillin, which could be multiple times in a single day. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan holds that although all 7 days of sukkahs are regarded as one long day, since the sukkah obligation is day and night, one recites brachas all 7 days. So the cowboy who left ringing his cow's cowbell every time he made a bracha when he entered the sukkah started ringing it repeatedly when he saw his lulav, tefillin, and tallis in there too. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, if there are many mitzvahs before a person be performed, which Rashi explains could mean one is ready to take off lulav, dwell in a sukkah, put on tefillin, and wrap himself in a tallis, he recites a bracha v'tzivanu ha-mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda said that he recites a bracha over each and every mitzvah individually. Rabbi Yehuda's reason is based on the pasuk Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, which is coming to say, B'chol Yom Yom, Tenu Me'in Birchosav, on every single day, given the bracha appropriate for that day. Here too, with regard to various mitzvahs, B'chol Davar V'Davar, Tenu Me'in Birchosav, for each and every mitzvah, give him the appropriate bracha for that matter, and do not group the brachas together. So the cowboy who left to ring his cow's cowbell every time he had a bracha when he entered the sukkah started ringing it repeatedly when he saw his lulav, tefillin, and tallis in there too, and got so distracted he accidentally took a bite out of his esrog when he wasn't allowed to. Which reminds Reish Lakish holds regarding an esrog l'mitzvasa iskatzai. An esrog was set aside only for the performance of the mitzvah. As soon as one concludes the mitzvah, the esrog may be eaten on the seventh day. Rabbi Yochanan holds l'kul yoma iskatzai. The esrog was set aside for the entire day, since the esrog was prohibited. When the day began, it remains prohibited the entire day, and so I mutter to eat on the eighth day. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. To make it through the sukkahs, escape the maze. Maze? That must be wrong. Daf Mem Zayin. To make it through the sukkahs, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, which reminds us of the machlokes regarding dwelling in the sukkah in Galus on the eighth day, that is possibly the seventh day. In the Gemara's second interpretation of the Machlokas, everybody agrees that we do not recite the bracha of Leishah B'sukkah. They only disagree with respect to dwelling in the sukkah on the eighth day. So to make it through the sukkahs, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, while making a Shachianu and Shmini Atzeres, and not on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said we were saying Shachianu and Shmini Atzeres, but not on the seventh day of Pesach. There are those who explain that Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate holiday, Shorechalok B'Shol Shedvarim, because it's different from the 7 days of sukkahs that proceed in three ways, with sukkah, luv, and nisach hamayim. When the Gemara said Shvi'i Shel Pesach should require Shachianu as well, since it's different from the first day of Pesach, in that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah like the first night, it answers that while it's different from the first night of Pesach, it's not different from the first day of Pesach, when there is no chiyuv to eat matzah, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres, which is different even from the first day. So, to make it through the sukkahs, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, while making a Shachianu and Shmini Atzeres, and not in Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and then sleep in sleeping bags and tarry overnight. Which reminds us, the Gemara questions Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Shmini Atzeres requires lina based on a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda said that Pesach Sheni should not require lina, since the pasuk "Upanisa b'buk b'halachta b'halacha," you may turn back in the morning and go to your tents, is juxtaposed in the next pasuk "Sheishes yamin tocha matzahs," for 6 days you shall eat matzahs. Only that which requires an observance of 6 days requires lina. So the Gemara suggests that this would also exclude Shmini Atzeres. But then it answers that it only excludes Pesach Sheni, which is similar to Pesach Rishon. Rashi says that since the pasuk discusses Pesach, the exclusion is only to another Pesach-like holiday. Daf Memches. So the Simmer Daf Memches is Brainiacs. So here goes. The Brainiacs. That must be more in Daf Memches. The Brainiacs who tried to predict whether their neighbors in the next sukkah would still be singing B'samachta B'chagecha on the eighth day, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source for rejoicing on the eighth day, given that the chiyuv of Simcha is stated explicitly only with regard to the 7 days of sukkahs, as it's written, Chag HaSukkahs Ta'aselecha, make for yourself a festival of sukkahs for 7 days, and next with the pasuk states, V'samachta B'chagecha, you shall rejoice in your chag. And the Gemara answers, there was taught in a braisa that in reference to the rejoicing of sukkahs, it's written, V'ayisa Ach Sameach, and you shall be nothing but joyous, L'rabos Le'el Yom Tava Achron. This comes to include the final night of Yantav, meaning Shmini Atzeres, in the rejoicing of the previous 7 days. So the Brainiacs who tried to predict whether their neighbors in the next sukkah would still be singing V'samachta B'chagecha on the eighth day, based on their trumpet blowing frequency for the tune of U'shaftim Maim B'sasam the first 7 days, which reminds the Gemara seeks a source for the blowing of the chatzosros, the trumpets, when they returned with the water from the shuloch for the nisach ha'mayim. And Ravena said, for it states in the pasuk U'shaftim Maim B'sasam Yimanei Yeshua, and showed water with rejoicing from the wellsprings of salvation. The Gemara then brings an incident with a heretic named Sasam. So the Brainiacs who tried to predict whether their neighbors in the next sukkah would still be singing V'samach t'b'chagecha on the eighth day, based on the trumpet blowing frequency for the tune of U'shavtem mayim v'sason the first 7 days, also tested the damaging limits of smoke absorption in water and wine, and smoke inhalation in sacrificial birds. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, all who ascend the ramp to the Mizbech ascend toward the right, go around the Mizbech, and then ascend on the left side of the ramp, except for one who ascends for three things, who would ascend the ramp toward the left, and then after performing the test, descend the way they had come down. The three things are Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, V'Oza Uf, K'sheribsa B'Mizrach, the water libation, the wine libation, and the blood of the bird ola, when there are too many bird olas, and thus too many kohanim on the east side of the Mizbech. Rashi explains that these items might be adversely affected from the smoke of the Mizbech if the Kohen took the regular route around the Mizbech, which is more than 100 amas long. Water and wine might absorb the smoke and become possible, and the bird ola might die. Daf Mem Tes, so the Simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The butcher of Breshi's meats. Butcher, meats, that must be one Daf Mem Tes. The butcher of Breshi's meats, who used a picture of the Shisin for his logo, which reminds us the Gemara brings sources that the Shisin into which the libations flowed exists from the beginning of creation. It was taught in the Kamer of Ishmael, the Torah begins with the word Breshis, Altikra Breshis, Ela Barashis. Do not pronounce it Breshis in the beginning, but rather Barashis, he created Shis. Another Brisa disputes is maintaining that the Shisim were man-made excavations. So the butcher of Breshis meets, who used a picture of the Shisim for his logo, sponsored Chalon for the Bachim who did acts of Chesed, because they were greater than Tzedakah. Which reminds us, Gemilas Chosanim are greater than Tzedakah in three matters. One, Tzedakah is only done with one's money, whereas Gemilas Chosanim are done with one's body and with one's money. Two, Tzedakah is only given to the poor, whereas Gemilas Chosanim are performed for both the poor and the rich. And number three, Tzedakah is only performed for the living, whereas Gemilas Chosanim are for both the living and the dead. So the butcher of Breshi's meats, who used a picture of the Shisin for his logo, sponsored Chon for the Bachrim who did acts of Chesed, because they were greater than Tzedakah. And he made sure to always teach others what he had learned. Which reminds me, we have two different pshatim what the words Toras Chesed mean in the Pasuk Pia Pascha B'Chachma V'Toras Chesed Oloshona. One pshat is that Torah learned Lishma is referred to as Toras Chesed, where Torah learned Shelo Lishma is not Toras Chesed. The other pshat is that Torah that is learned with the intention of teaching to others is referred to as a Torah B'Chesed. However, a Torah that's learned without the intention of teaching it to others is considered a Torah that is not of Chesed. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.